This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, on this Friday edition, Dr. Group Ride is shocking us for another 30 minutes, but throughout this hour, we're going to have open phones on Loretta Lynch and her corruption and her arrogance, on the Clintons, on Donald Trump, the economy, and on the Associated Press, the L.A. Times, MSNBC, military trains to take on zombies. I know all the attacks you've been covering this, but we're covering what they're covering. They'll misrepresent it and say, I said zombies are real. No. But this is, again, a cover to train our military to take on the American people, and they're getting ready for collapse. What do you think is behind all this? That's another topic I would throw out. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on those topics. You can talk about anything else you want, but I'm asking you to give us your view on those issues coming up. Dr. Group, you were very excited during the break when I was talking about all my weight loss and stuff, so let's finish up with that and come back with this Army Regulation 210-35 and all the news you got and then calls. But you were talking about healthy weight loss happens over time.
Yeah, so, you know, there's so many people out there that are on multiple diet plans and exercise plans, and they're working so hard, but they're just not losing the weight. And the reason why they're not losing the weight is because they're not repairing the endocrine system. You can exercise as much as you want. You can go to the gym. You can work out all day long. But unless you start cleansing the body and reactivating your body's self-healing mechanism and bringing in the things and the nutrients that your body needs to be able to burn that fat and to be able to release that, see, most of the toxins and chemicals are actually stored in your fat cells. So how it was so easy for you and so easy for thousands of people out there, because we're on the phone and all you have to do is go to the InfoWars Life products and look at all the reviews and you'll see how easy it is when the body comes back into balance. It's one of the reasons why you really don't see a lot of obese kids around 6 to 8. I mean, you have some, and usually those are associated with mothers that had severe endocrine disrupting chemicals during pregnancy, mothers that were exposing themselves to high estrogen contents during pregnancy.
Well, I mean, I remember you writing 10 years ago, but also Dr. Blaylock and others, that diet drinks with aspartame make you fat. Well, that's all been confirmed in major studies. They admit that now.
Yeah.
So why are they pushing something that makes you fat? Because it makes you want to eat more and messes up your endocrine system.
Well, one of the reasons why is because if you're fat, you're going to have all kinds of other health conditions, and if you, including mental conditions, you're going to have depression, you're going to have ADD, ADHD, or anxiety, or bipolar, or something else. So the deal is, if they can, if from birth, the whole goal is to get you controlled by the psychiatric industry or the medical industry from birth on. And that's why even pregnant mothers are being given psychiatric medications right now, because they want you in the system. They know if they can get you on some sort of medication from an early age, that medication is going to cause 3 or 4 side effects. Then you're going to be on another medication, which is going to cause 3 or 4 side effects, and you're going to be in control of the medical system. And why this stuff works so good and why cleansing has always been talked about from ancient Egypt, ancient India, all the way up through now, and what we're talking about is because it works. All you're doing is cleansing all that toxic stuff that's suppressing your body's own mechanism to burn fat. Once you do a liver cleanse, I've always said in my book, The 10 Secrets to Weight Loss, that I wrote a long time ago, is that the number one thing you can do for weight loss is clean the liver. That's what processes all your fat, and that's what keeps you.
Sure, I mean, we get puffy because we're toxic and the liver's not pushing it out, so the water, the body holds water trying to, you know, do something.
And the X2, believe it or not, the Deep Cleanse, the Liver Shield, all of those supplements that we have are all designed to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism.
Then you take Living Defense, that gets out the parasites.
Exactly.
It's just all of it works together in synergy. Mm-hmm. And when you need to try one for a while, some of it you only do for, you know, periods of time. like the Oxy powder or like the Living Defense, other things you take on a regular basis. But as always, consult with your health care practitioner. Do your research, because these are really good, high-quality products. But still, if you're already really screwed up and stuff, who knows what changing that whole system could do abruptly. So do your own research before you do that, because these aren't placebos. These aren't games. We've done the research. These are game changers. Let's get back into the preparations for martial law straight ahead. We're already into an element of martial law now.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have a blind spot that a lot of establishment types have told me about, kind of admin, propagandists of the enemy. They say, Alex, you don't get it. You see us being more evil, more corrupt, more dominant, and it makes you want to fight harder. But the general public has low self-esteem and is weak. It just makes them give up and stop paying attention. We're trying to instill learned helplessness. We're trying to break their will. You think, you know, you're evolving to resist tyranny. The public evolves and adapts to submit. And so people are evolving to be slaves. And so this is really their inside baseball. I don't really believe that. I think they've miscalculated. Look at the Brexit. Look at some of the other good things that are happening. You don't have to get even the majority to stand up and say no. But I got to tell you, you look at Sweden, where they've ordered the police on record to not to cover up Islamic rapes of women, because that's in the culture. An unattended woman can be raped. And in fact, then she's executed or stoned or killed bare minimum beaten until an inch of her life with a big cane pole or a big whip. And so there's an article up on Infowars.com. We're not joking. Swedish women use bracelets to stop Muslim rapists. Sweden has come up with a brilliant idea to stop the surge of Muslim rapists. Wristbands that say, don't touch me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not kidding. And this is on their news with a straight face. Same thing in Germany. The Green Party says, look, German women, you know, just don't wear short skirts. That's the left. These are very sick, sick, sick people. And and they're covering up rapes and abuse here in the U.S. already. You know, we've been covering that. It's just unbelievable this is going on. But Joe Biggs did a piece. It's not even comedy, where we just show women around the office wearing the wristband, just like the ones they have there, that says, don't rape me. And then he comes up in a jihadi outfit, and he just sees that, and he stops immediately. Actually might work, though, because they'll laugh so hard. Maybe that, or maybe it gives the women the confidence to say no. How about a gun? You know, I mean, only the jihadis seem to have the guns. But look, she's not wearing her. It's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. All right, I want to go to phone calls, too. But 800-259-9231. Dr. Group, you kind of got interrupted earlier. Go over these Army documents. Give folks the names of them. Just the different ways they're preparing for total collapse and what your sources were
telling.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it's just about being prepared, really. It's just about being aware and making sure that you have a source of clean, fresh water. I mean, talk to somebody that you know outside of the city. That
wouldn't a good source of millions of jihadis be a good value for us? We don't need water or freedom or our own land or salt. Just have some jihadis would help us, right?
If you just want to die, yeah.
Isn't that an asset?
I guess you could maybe like kill them and eat them or something. But
I mean, like, you know, they've imported 5 million of them into Europe in the last 3 years. That's a good idea, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really good idea.
Like, while you're talking, let's just show some footage of people crawling over and robbing and raping, shooting guns in the air. But go ahead, sorry.
No, it's, it's amazing how one thing can lead to another thing, which can lead to another thing, which can lead to another thing, and how everything is interconnected from the genetically modified mosquitoes as a vector for vaccinations or whatever they want to put in your body. But one of the other things I came upon, which you've covered in the past, is Army Regulation 210-35.
Oh, but it's important to recap this. We're not just saying this.
Yeah, these are actual government unclassified documents.
Show folks, unclassified.
Unclassified. Well, whenever we go.
Oh, no, there's just a resource they're importing into Europe. I'm sorry. Who needs running water or, you know, self-sufficiency? We have this as our resource. Sorry.
Right.
But here, we'll just go back to these documents. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so basically this document right here is the civilian inmate labor program right there.
And unclassified.
Unclassified. So this is real. This is really what's going on, believe it or not. I was in the military myself, but this regulation provides guidance for establishing and managing civilian inmate labor programs on Army installations. It provides guidance on establishing prison camps on Army installations, addresses record keeping and reporting incidents related to the civilian inmate labor program and or prison camp administration, which ties into FEMA, which ties into all the coffins that people are seeing, which ties into martial law, which ties into the depopulation agenda. As a matter of fact,
and who started that? Bill Clinton. And it wasn't declassified until recently because they're upping, you know, they're escalating it. There are people already convicted prisoners at military bases, but they're just priming the pump now and expanding it for the general public.
All right. I mean, they're just putting everything out there now. I mean, the Freedom of Information Act, I mean, you can get, this is just online, by the way, but even things that are becoming declassified with the Freedom of Information Act, some of it is still blacked out. But the thing is, I don't even think they care anymore. It's just like right in the open. Here's some quotes that I pulled regarding the depopulation. This one is from Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Prince Philip, I'm very loving.
If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Prince Philip. Depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the Third World. Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, that's the cover sheet to Memorandum 200.
Society has no business to permit degenerates to reproduce their kind. Theodore Roosevelt. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner.
And by the way, these are all out of Autobahn magazine, Reuters. These are real quotes.
Right. So, I mean, the deal is, I'm positive too, Alex. I mean, I always like to think, hey, look at the positive things that are happening in the world. Look at people switching to more organic foods, people taking more supplements, people not going to the doctor's office as much, people taking a proactive stance. I mean, that was a big blow, in my opinion, to the New World Order, is the Brexit, you know, coming out.
Huge.
People are standing up. Look, now you have, you know, individual states of the United States talking about secession. Who knows what's going to happen? But it's, as we always talk, it's always this multifaceted process that I think that there's just as much good as there's just as much bad. It's like the yin and the yang. The good, you're always going to have the negative and the positive. So education is first. You know, you have to understand and you have to know how to heal your body. You have to know what supplements to take. You have to know what the government.
Absolutely. Let's run through some more of these articles for folks. You got a big stack of them there.
Right. So here's an article right here. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps. When you get deep into
it. And again, they actually call it re-education camp.
Re-education.
That's not our word.
No. So what happens? The power grids go off. We have a lack of water. We have a lack of food. You have the zombies walking around the streets. You have rioting. They have to create martial law. You know, there's got to be detainment facilities. They want detainment facilities. So they. And it actually talks about having civilians turned into labor, like what you said, literal slaves. So that's why I say you get as far away as you possibly can when you start noticing these things.
And by the way, the Pentagon describes people after a few days not having their EBT cards as zombie-like, disoriented, delusional, delirious. Guys, can you pull up the woman from like a month ago when the EBT cards weren't working, throw in the fit, the video's woman throws tantrum when EBT card doesn't work. She looks like a 350-pound, two-year-old toddler throwing a fit. You've all seen toddlers throw fits in the grocery store. Their trendy mothers let them do it. You know, you're supposed to just take your kid out of the store, but whatever. They're raising little monsters. But imagine, as all this breaks down, let's show the video of this woman for TV viewers. I mean, she looks like a zombie. If I was a Hollywood producer, I could actually hire her to show her as a zombie in a movie. I mean, she looks, that's why the Pentagon calls them zombies. I don't care if they're white, black, who they are. Once things break down, this is what the General Trigglypuff will act like.
That's what happens when you take away their food supply.
And see, Trigglypuff is angry there. Can you imagine 10 days in what that woman will be like?
Can you imagine?
Well, she's 2 weeks.
She'll
be on a spit. She'll be getting roasted.
You know, I forgot what the percentage.
What part would you eat first? If you had to roast her.
I wouldn't eat anything. I would stop.
I don't know. Put her back up there. The back strap?
I don't know. I would stay vegetarian. I'd go eat some grass or something. I'd stay vegetarian.
I'm being sarcastic. That's for the media. You know it'll be headline Jones and then racist rant talks about what part of a black woman would he eat as a cannibal. We're talking about the Pentagon saying we're zombies killing everybody. Okay? Let's put some white Walmart Martian up, and I'll ask which part will eat her. Here, guys, let's look at some Walmart photos, and we'll discuss the delicatessen there, because this is how the government's talking about us, Dr. Group. We've got to be serious about it.
How many million people right now are on food stamps and EBT cards?
Be honest, though. You had no food, no nothing, and you knew help was coming. You were in a frozen plane crash, and it was dead people. Would you eat them?
I would eat it. Yeah, I would eat it.
Sure, so let's be honest. Yeah. So you're on a plane. She's the only other passenger. Your kids are there. You're starving. Let's put her back on screen. I want to ask which part looks the most delectable.
Well, probably, you know, looking at it from a nutritional standpoint.
Put her back on screen. This is just science, folks. Go ahead.
I would probably, you know, to get my essential fatty acids.
The brain.
The brain. Yeah. Start
with it, but that has a bioaccumulation problem.
That's probably going to be the first thing that degrades. I would just, you know.
But for flavor.
I don't think that would be too flavorful, but, you know, definitely not the liver for flavor. I don't know what's going on with her limp right over there, but that's a good question, Alex. What part would you eat?
The hind quarter. That's pretty damn juicy.
Ha, 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 ha,
I'm sorry. The Pentagon is openly saying we're all zombies. There's a total collapse being engineered. I'm just illustrating how absurd this has gotten. You know?
Well, you
eat or be eaten, because I guarantee you, folks, it'll be the... I've got storable food and weapons. It's going to be folks like that woman, that white lady right there. Oh, that arm looks pretty good. That right arm looks pretty good.
You would be basically eating all the fat, Alex, but that would probably give you some energy.
Isn't fat one of the best, you know, high-energy things?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, sure.
What? I'd roast her fat and use that for cooking vegetables.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I want to be a connoisseur. Look, if I'm going to have to eat people, I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to eat the brain, because that bioaccumulates toxins, but you're right, there's a lot of the best. No, you're right, you're right. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was discussing with Gallows Humor, the Dr. Group riding shotgun with me earlier. You know, the Pentagon around says society collapses, there's going to be cannibalism and all this. I was saying, which wall Martian would you be forced to eat? That's a very, very sad topic. Let's get serious. I'm going to your phone calls. Infowars.com right now. This is so sensational. My interpretation is correct. When Lynch did that talk this morning at the Aspen Institute and said that, oh, I'll take what they say and I'll go with that, but then we'll make sure it's correct at the Justice Department and you know what we're going to do with it. Well, now a DOJ source has come out, even Bloomberg's reporting this. Lynch reserves right to overrule FBI on Clinton probe. She's be forced on this despite reassurances Lynch to ultimately decide Hillary's fate. And she had the meeting they tried to keep secret with Clinton showing the bad intent. This is unbelievable. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, sounds like a country music singer's name, is reserving the right to overrule the FBI's decision on whether to prosecute Hillary Clinton, according to senior Justice Department official. From a senior DOJ official, Attorney General Lynch reserves the right to overrule the recommendations of career prosecutors and the FBI and the Hillary Clinton email probe, Bloomberg's Mark Halperin tweeted. See? Told you. Even when they say it, people can't. I mean, Dan Bongino's a smart guy, but you're like, really? I guess they don't. Wow. She's the media ran with it. She said she would. This official says the probability she would overrule is very, very low, but it is not zero. So the news is she will not recuse despite the firestorm. Yeah, they're just getting you ready for her to do it. Oh, she probably won't, but, well, we have some serious misconduct of some of these agents. One of them, you know, is a pedophile. One of them is such and such. That's the word. And, of course, that's who they put in charge to do it so they could burn them. So it's a serious issue. Dr. Grip, brief comment on that. Once you ride shotgun the rest of the hour with us, we're going to go to phone calls.
No, I don't really have a brief comment on that. I mean, it's just... It's just, you know how the government works.
But it's getting worse.
Each other. It's been getting worse and getting worse. The good thing is it's actually out in the open now so people can see it. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, all you have to do is just put two and two together. You know, you have her meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton. I mean, come
on. Trying to keep it secret.
She's the, you know, there, now coming out where she's going to give the final word whether or not Hillary's going to be prosecuted, you know, same old stuff, different day.
By the way, I didn't intend to get back into the supplements, back into preparedness and things, even though we're running a 20 to 40% special that ends after the 4th of July on storable foods, X2s, 20% off, you name it. But a lot of these callers are for you, Dr. Grip. I said the topic is collapse and Lynch. They want to talk to Grip, so that's fine. Steve in Alabama wants to talk X2. Nick wants to talk Mexico wall, China, Trump. Liberty Monk wants to talk Clinton, Trump, and race relations. Frank wants to talk X2 and prostate. Kevin wants to talk Dr. Grip products and InfoWarsLife.com. So we'll do all that coming up after the break. But right now, as I just said, let's start taking your phone calls. Oh, I was just going to Liberty Monk. Did Liberty Monk hang up? I was about to go to him. Okay, right as I was going to him, he dropped off. Okay, so let's go to Nick in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Hey, Alex.
Welcome. How you doing? Thank you.
Hey, I love what you're doing. First-time caller. Keep up the good work. I wanted to get your take on something Trump brought out today. He said he's going to use the Patriot Act to help Mexico pay for the wall. Are you at all concerned about him using a globalist tactic against them?
Well, I mean, the Patriot Act, they claim it's for terrorists or foreign interest engaged in activities against the U.S. The problem is it's been written to be used against the American people, and it already is thousands of times, I mean, a month. I mean, that's conservative. It's used ubiquitously now across the board. So I didn't get the specifics of what he was saying, but I don't care if he uses anti-terrorism legislation as long as there's transparency against multinationals. That's what it's supposed to be for. You're not supposed to apply stuff to citizens that violate our rights. But, yeah. But that's one problem I have is he wants to sound tough. I don't like the waterboarding talk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Basically, specifics was he was going to use a thing where the Western Union had to know the customer, know the transfer.
Oh, well, that makes – oh, exactly. Oh, well, I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. Patriot Act is expanded to know your customer, to harass everything I do. Sometimes around Christmas, I'll go get like $3,000, $4,000 out of the bank to give it to little cousins and kids and stuff, you know, $100 or whatever. And they'll just be like, oh my, and they're like, what is this for? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, just fill out your suspicious thing, okay? I know I'm evil, I got cash. But absolutely, all this money being sent to Mexico, If it's being done to the American people, it should be done to everybody. It's like, let the illegals in, don't test them for disease, but then I got to go through a TSA checkpoint. I'm not even against all these people that are coming in overall. It's just that it's that there's no controls on them, but controls on me.
Exactly. Exactly. We're the Americans. I mean, we're the citizens. This is our country. I mean, no, I don't have a problem. There just needs to be some control. It's just out of control.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to come right back to you and let you get a comment back, and we'll go to more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensive civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to take a bunch of your calls and cover a ton of news. The big news, DOJ source, Lynch reserves right to overrule FBI on Clinton probe, despite resurgences. Lynch ultimately decided Hillary's fate. FBI at Clinton-Lynch meeting ordered press to shut down, no photos, no video. Meanwhile, this is a two-minute video, and then I'm going to go right to your calls. Nick, Steve, Cindy, Frank, Kevin, and everybody here with Dr. Group. He's got other news to hit. But suspected Istanbul attack mastermind was a refugee protected by the EU. And Swedish women use bracelets to stop Muslim rapists. Now, again, I'll describe this for radio listeners, but Joe Biggs reports on it. Leanne reports on it briefly. And then we just show how ridiculous it is with Joe dressed up like a jihadi. Or an Orthodox Muslim, I guess he thinks any unattended woman's his, coming up about to jump on a woman like they do in Cologne, everywhere else, in Sweden, you name it, and then he just goes away because he sees the bracelet, Here is Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs' report. I'll narrate part of it.
Looks like the Swedes have figured out how to stop migrant sexual attacks. That's right. Breitbart is reporting about a recent Swedish press release that's warning about groping. It's a crime. You can't hold women and touch their breasts or grab them between their legs at a concert just because their bodies are crushing against you in a crowd. So a press release announced that police intend to equip young women with wristbands with the slogan, "Don't touch me." So these are very powerful wristbands. They must be sort of like Wonder Woman's wristbands, of course, as she is repelling danger. And they say that these are going to be the things that are going to equip women. By wearing these wristbands, young women will be able to make a stand. Now, it's unclear how effective these wristbands are going to be because they're written in Swedish. And most of the migrants who are doing the raping do not read these Swedish words. And now a recent police report released last month noted that the country had the worst rates of sexual violence against women in Europe. Indeed, in 2013, it was reported that 1 in 4 Swedish women will be raped, as sexual assaults there increased by 500% as they're importing all of these migrants who are, you know, not used to the ways of dealing with women who are, you know, asking for it. So these bracelets are nothing more than hashtag activism come to life.
Joe starts sneaking up as a jihadi, but she shows him the wristband.
Yeah, these are really going to be safe and effective.
You're not
it's
right.
Just that ridiculous.
And it works. Exactly. That's another funny part. It's in Swedish, but it'd be like putting a wristband on the mosquitoes saying, "Don't suck my blood." But ah, look, she's not wearing hers. Beg's coming. He looks a little.
It's not a joking matter. The fact that the Swedish police think that this is actually a reasonable way to stop rape from happening by giving someone a bracelet is completely and totally ridiculous.
Like Muhammad.
There's nothing funny about rape,
like,
but what is a serious matter?
You know, Muhammad was
white.
I guess he looks like the paintings of Muhammad.
Ability to way to protect themselves. Then we have to resort to stupid ideas like this.
Maybe he's a reincarnation of Muhammad back to behave himself.
He's like the good Muhammad reincarnated, coming back to spend time in the military.
That's right.
Military.
Yeah.
And now works for...
Hey, I'm Bill Hicks.
He's spreading the word.
I'm Bill Hicks. Joe Biggs is Muhammad. Try that conspiracy on for size. Want to look at some more Wall Martian photos? It sounds like you go to a steakhouse. They got images of the cow there and like what cut you're getting and the big glass thing, all the meat cutlets.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about zombie collapse and stuff, you know, and depending on us, we're all going to be eating each other. We should start learning the cuts.
Yeah, if I was Joe, I would just get rid
What's
of that.
What's the equivalent on a human of like a filet mignon?
Probably the backstrap.
Yeah, so that's
right down the spine. Yeah.
So right down the spine, that's where you'd find what a smaller, what Chateaubriand?
Probably.
And then what's the ribeye?
Probably around your ribs or something. I don't know. I mean, I can tell you all the muscles and all the bones, but
well, in Venezuela, they're basically eating each other now under love-loving liberalism. So we got to get ready. And, seriously, folks, 40% off on some of the sorbal food, 20% on the lowest stuff. Really good deal running through next week. We all need to be self-sufficient. I'm making jokes about this because it's so serious. The globalists are digging in. There's a lot of signs. Now's the time to celebrate your Independence Day, not just with hot dogs and beer or family, which is great, but remembering what made America great, recommitting to fight the globalists, taking action in the info war, supporting the broadcast, but more importantly, getting yourselves self-sufficient, InfoWarsStore.com, water filtration, Survival Shield X2, and so many other great products. Nick, finish up your point. You heard our response. By the way, that's remittance is what Trump's talking about when he says, hey, under the Patriot Act, we can take money that we say is associated with crime. And so I guess he can say if Mexico doesn't pay for the wall and some of its crime and its anchor babies up here, he'd start taking money out of general Mexican citizens' bank accounts when they send it back via Western Union. I understand Mexico is crapping all over us, but at the same time, I just don't like Big Brother stuff, period.
I agree. You know, Barack Obama just came out in a speech to the FEMA National Response Coordination Center in Washington, and he explained that it was up to each citizen to be prepared for disasters. This is not too long ago.
They didn't used to talk like that.
The preparation should extend to having an evacuation plan and having a fully stocked disaster supply kit.
And they never did that before. Now they're kind of putting billboards up and stuff, so they want to be able to tell us, hey, we warned you.
Yeah, but
they warn you like 2 seconds before they punch you. Watch out! Boom! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I warned you. Look out!
But you know, the FBI and Homeland Security have seen prepping as a sign of incipient terrorism as a matter of policy. In fact, you can get investigated if the federal government notices signs of unusual prepping in your
house. Let's just let them investigate us all then. Nick, go ahead.
I'm equally concerned about Trump doing the Big Brother kind of thing, but I think I'm almost more concerned about the after effects, because in the memo he breaks down day by day what he believes Mexico will do, and I'm worried there could be riots from the illegals who can't send their money back. And
no, I hear you, but I mean, here's the deal. Citizens are being treated like crap. Big corporations on both sides are using people. It's hurting everybody on both sides. We've got to do something. We can't just advertise the world. Forget Mexicans. They always get the main thing because that was the biggest population coming here. Chinese women now are the biggest number to get everything free. They advertise that we're idiots. And they go, well, you just don't like Asians. No, that has nothing to do with it. I'm not going to play race card on that. You know, it's absolute bull. I can't go to China and get stuff for free. I appreciate the call,
Nick.
You
give anybody anything for free, and it's going to cause a problem eventually.
That's right. I want to talk to Kevin in Colorado. Then we're going to go in order to Frank, Cindy, and Bitter. Bitter Klinger. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the air worldwide.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I just want to thank you for – I know you don't like being thanked, but I just got to thank you because I'm only like 21 years old, and when I was at high school, I listened to your show and completely woke me up. So.
Well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you for that.
Hey, we're all in this together. We're like bailing water out of a sinking ship, and you're like thanking me. I'm like, let's just bail out of here.
Right.
It's actually kind of fun fighting tyrants. I mean, it's better than being a jellyfish.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you feel like you're actually making a difference every day.
Sure, sorry, go ahead, Kevin, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, though, you know, I had no idea what was going on, so you brought this whole another world on me, so, you know, which that's why I just got to thank you, and especially Dr. Group, too, because I've tried the products. I'm a subscriber to Prison Planet, and I've tried X2, and, you know, I've tried Supermel Vitality, and all of it works great. And right now, actually, I'm doing the Living Defense. So I just want to thank you for, you know, making these products. And I just got to say to all the other listeners that getting this knowledge and information from both of these, Alex and Dr. Group, you know, it's very important. It's a privilege to get this information. I mean, you know, it's Dr. Group, especially you, you're so wise, and, you teach us a lot every time you come on. So I really got to thank you for everything you do. Because
well, God bless you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know, Limbaugh said at a certain point, you got to say dittos. But listen, other people being informed and involved makes a better society and a better future for my children. The globalists love dumbed down people so they can feed on them. I don't want that. That builds a hell. And plus, it's just a genetic or spiritual level. It just sounds like bad mojo. It sounds like bad luck. Even thinking about screwing somebody over really upsets me. And it's not because I'm a wimp. It's because I'm wired the way you're supposed to be wired. And so those of us, it's not a privilege, brother. Listen, we're in this together. You are just as important as we are. You're just as informed as we are. Start your own blog. Start your own website. Start your own YouTube channel. Get out there. People need you to warn them in your area as well. We're not the only Paul Revere's here. I love how Matt Drudge used to always tell people in the press and blogs, hey, so I learned he didn't just tell me this, he told so many other people this, you're just as important as the New York Times. But so many people I know in the alternative media will break some huge thing that could be kind of like, oh, here it is. No. I mean, we are the real media. We're the ones that aren't bought and paid for. We're the ones that just tell it like it is. Doesn't mean we're perfect. You keep us honest. I mean, I make mistakes. I say things sometimes that I, you know, later look back on weren't absolutely correct. But it's not done on purpose. It's a lot of times done through fatigue.
It's just about getting the truth out there and devoting and having that passion for change. I mean, for the Constitution, the original Constitution, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was the original writer of the Constitution, Pelletier Webster. It's like I have a devotion. You have a devotion for spreading news. We both have the devotion for getting people better because we know the general plan. We know what's going on.
I hate seeing people get screwed over.
I do, too. I mean, I believe in karma. You know,
it's like Nigerian scams. I've now learned, I mean, I knew about it, but it's epidemic worse than Nigerian scams, is it's so-called Playboy gigolo guys who could be like 45, 50 into 70-year-old women that are like widows, or they split families up and they know how to program them and manipulate them to like trigger a midlife crisis in women. Mm-hmm. And so there's this epidemic of like guys ripping women off, and their families even go to them and go, it's a scam. They even find out that the guys are a scam because people expose them, and they still, the women get taken. Because, you know, oh, baby, I'm going to come see you, but I need $5,000. Oh, now it's $10,000. It's just like, you know, I tell you, there are women that milk men as well, but it's almost genetically that's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but when I see a man milking a woman, it really gets me pissed. I mean, I'm just chivalrous. I can't help it.
I agree. I mean, or a child or somebody that's, you know, anybody for that matter.
Bill Clinton flying around with pedophiles on airplanes.
It's just sick. I mean, you know, that's the whole purpose and the whole reason we're trying to do doing.
Women love, on average, Bill Clinton and Hillary. They love rapists. They love evil. They love being, because they buy into the glitz. It must all be good. The mainstream told you.
CNN said it was good. CNN said Hillary's up by 6 points just out of the blue yesterday. You know, mainstream media is saying all these things. I tell you, though, I talk to people.
But the New York Times, when Trump was in between marriages, he asked attractive women out. And they went out with him, and he was really nice to them. But he was real confident, and he had girlfriends, and it was just, he was real confident. He just, women, it's targeting women that don't think they're successful to be envious of his lifestyle.
I mean,
oh, my gosh, he didn't rape women like Bill? He said he treated them super glamorous and took care of them. And oh, my God, women, what a horrible man, Dr. Griff.
What a horrible man. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that one. It's just the main, that's why.
But the story is these modern women don't want to be told, just like the Nigerian scam, when you tell them this guy's a con artist, he ripped off 8 other women, here's his alias, here he is, because the way you catch him is they do, I know this happened with my friends, they do an image search of the person. Because even though they change their alias, you can do an image search. People save the photos. And then sure enough, there's the con man. And even when it's there, they're like, you're a man. He loves me. Well, have you ever met him? No, but he's coming and he's rich. And he needs the money to get the money out of the account. He's going to give me $1 million. And we're going to, and I'm going to get free health care. And everything's going to be wonderful. We're going to live in a utopia. Obama loves you. You're racist. You're hating. I mean, what do you? I just don't. It's like Kanye West admits he loves pimping his audience. He loves telling him he's broke and raising millions off of him and laughing at him. And he, you know, and it's like YouTube. It admits they love conning their audience, and their audience loves it too. What is the deal with that, man?
What's the deal? Is
it's leftists, though. They are the idiots.
I'll tell you, one of the deals with it is that the communication has gone away from face-to-face communication, and it's gone to texting, and it's gone to email, and it's gone to online. So people are developing relationships. And the fact of the matter is, Alex, people are depressed. They're unhappy. They're not happy with themselves.
And their husband or wife's telling them how the real world works. And, you know, it's real issues. But some fantasy guy texts, oh, we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free everything, you know.
It's like the 50 Shades of Grey when that came out, and what it, you know, with the perfect billionaire guy that was so good.
Suddenly women wanted to be slapped around.
And, you know, it's just an altered reality, really. I mean, that's, you know, it's a sad thing that's happening all over the place. I mean, it's the best that we can do is just try to help as many people as we can. And
yeah, so they come out with a bondage movie. Make it sexy and palatable, and then suddenly mainline shopping malls are selling bondage gear.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tell you where all that stuff leads or where it goes. The little kids in cages, you know, they just, it's all fun.
Right. And the sad thing about it is women were actually, you know, there were predators like what you're talking about, and women were actually meeting these guys because of the book, because they weren't getting, it was a fantasy. And it was something exciting and something.
Well, no, I mean, again, it's the left that's generally into that. They're not leftists. They're mentally ill scum. And they're 6 times more likely to rob, 6 times more likely not to give to charity. And I don't mean real liberals like yourself, you know, these fake, oid, modern weirdos.
That's the world we live in right now. I mean, that's unfortunate. But there are good people out there. You know, there are good people out there, and there's more and more good people like. the caller earlier, you know, exactly what you said. Everybody that gets, every time that someone gets a little more educated, every time somebody gets a little more healthy, or they have one of their symptoms go away, or they
drink purified water, or they learn to start exercising, all of it.
They start spreading the word.
This is what it is.
Starts getting out there.
The social engineers wouldn't let parents spank, wouldn't let them discipline, wouldn't let, you know, them make the kid walk home from school when they're 10. You know, the government takes them away. Now all these people have grown up, are like 25-year-old arrested development kids. They feel like they have no power, and they're taught, go do deviant things, cut your finger off, you know, be tortured. That's how you get power, is being deviant. No, that's not how you get power, being deviant. And let me just say, believe me, I know, okay? I'm not saying I've done a bunch of wild stuff, but I've done more than most, let me tell you. So, I mean, I grew up in Dallas. I was a wild child, you know, and I'm telling you, it's not fulfilling. It's not going to help you. And the type of folks, not so much bondage, I've never been involved in that, but the people into all that stuff are really empty, or they're predator psychopaths that really want to hurt you. And they may not kill you the fifth or sixth time you go over to their house, but they're watching you, they're keeping track, they're finding out if you have family, they're monitoring you, they're thinking about putting you in their freezer. So I'm just telling you, stay away from liberals. They will slit your throat. They tell you all day they want to help you. They tell you all day, I'm skipping this break. They tell you all day they love you. They tell you all day they're the ones that care. They're the ones that have the answers. Look at them. They don't have any answers. They don't produce anything. They're criminals claiming they're philanthropists. They're god-awful scum. They hate black people. Obama, massively increasing, basically forced abortion in Africa, where they make you have the abortions or whatever. Doubling black unemployment, not visiting black communities, doing nothing, cutting off a bunch of programs, but because they want you even more dependent. They've got you right, and they want everybody in that position. Dr. Grimm, we're going to call, but go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't have anything to add to that, except for the fact that, you know, I think that we've lost the happiness factor. I mean, how many people do you know that are truly happy?
I am. I'm so happy I can't handle it.
Well, here's the
deal. I am crazy, though.
I mean,
is it a normal thing for a male to be dynamic, crazed, energetic, full of ideas? They call this manic. They call this narcissistic. They call this overly optimistic. This is what built civilization.
It is what built civilization, and for a long time, that's the way it was. But then when you start introducing fluoride, you start introducing all these chemicals. The reason I keep coming back to chemicals, because I've done so many studies, and I'm obsessed with research.
The White House science czar wrote an 1,100-page book admitting they put chemicals in stuff to make us dumb.
Right. So it all comes back to, who are you? I mean, are we really like chemical zombies walking around everywhere? I mean, most people don't even know who they are. I would ask people and patients, when they came in, what makes you happy? What do you do for fun? And they would just break down and start crying.
Yeah, it's like, who are you? What's your purpose in life? Where do you think we came from? This is what you should be thinking about all the time. This is what empowers you, is tying into the universe, transcending the fake earth and the globalist fake reality that is meant to keep you from knowing the greater reality.
So I'm like, you can change. You know, there's always hope. All you have to do is just put a little bit of time.
All you got to do is walk out and look at the stars at night and ask God to show himself to you.
It's just like the fear factor with sunlight. You know, sun is actually good for you. It's healing for you.
And this White House regulations are, wants to pass a law that it's hate speech, criminal neglect, to tell you that you need 15 minutes of sun a week. He says no sun. And they know that because without sun, you die. And your eyes need sun every day to activate the chemical processes in the brain. Fact.
Absolute fact. Absolute fact.
I mean, I can be down, something really bad happens, I just go out, lay out in the sun 20 minutes, boom.
It brings you...
It's a drug.
It is. It's like a drug. Who, like, if I could take anybody and put them out in a nice area, relaxed setting...
That's what they call it, forest bathing now.
Watch the sunrise or watch the sunset... And it immediately calms you down.
It energizes you because it's spiritual. It's a shared experience. We have consciousness and free will. The fact that we can recognize beauty, recognize wholesomeness, is our connection to God and the Godhead. And that's why the CIA-funded ugly art and degeneracy was to make you think that was beautiful, to cut you off from God. It is the experience of beauty, the exercise of will and courage, in the defense of innocence, that is the first step towards your connection, and it is electrical. It's physical, not just spiritual, to the Creator.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we should be taught, our kids should be taught about this in school, you know, taught about their body, how to listen to their body. We've just been disconnected.
Anytime my family's fighting or having problems, having a lot of, if there's a sunset or sunrise going on, I go, come out here and look at this. Just look at this. It's all over. Boom.
Yep. Yep. It's amazing when you look at.
And the ancients all knew that. The ancients all knew that. You got up to see the sun.
You sun gazed.
Yes.
Sun gazed was almost a you know, priority that you did. If you were sick, even if you weren't sick. As a matter of fact, there's been documentary films talking about sun gazing.
Yeah, just don't do it when it's, you got to do it when it's going through the atmosphere at the edge for all the dust when it's bright red.
Right, like right at the bottom.
Got to be at the bottom, yeah.
Of the sunrise or sunset, yeah. So it's
me and Griff never talked about this. This is all just ancient knowledge that you don't even need a book, folks. It's genetic. Everyone knows it.
You know it deep down inside, but it's just that you're so...
And God gave us. We're not worshiping the sun. God gave us that. We grow out of that. So that is literally another symbol of God that God gave us that's bigger, thousands of times bigger than the New World Order. It's there. It's all. It just dwarfs them. Ha ha! Just to say, look at that. It's like the UN voted 6 years ago to say the sun doesn't affect climate. They literally, think of their arrogance. They passed a law saying you can't have it in equations because they hate it.
Yeah. Well, they take away everything that's helpful. I mean, generations and generations ago, we weren't confined in houses where there was no air circulation.
They're competing with it. They can't stand that beautiful yellow giant.
We have artificial lighting now. We have homes that have more toxic air inside the home than outside.
We're being put in an alien environment.
So it is. It's an artificial environment. It's an artificial culture, artificial food, artificial water, artificial air, artificial
milk,
artificial skin, you know, robotics, transhumanism, artificial DNA.
Half the births aren't vaginal. Yeah. Most of the kids are drinking, garbage, fake milk. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on the air with Dr. Group. Go ahead.
I just want to say God bless you and your crew, Alex. You guys do a great job.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Before I go with Dr. Group, I just want to say, Alex, I've been calling your show for about 3 years now. Every time I call your show, I forgot to plug in your products. So I just want to say that your products are actually very, very, very good.
Thank you.
The Oxy powder is great. The Nascent Iodine is fantastic.
I mean, Group's a big deal. He's one of the top developers in the country. His stuff's used in Hollywood. You know, I mean, I didn't just go out and get... I mean, he was already a listener and a guest and stuff, so I thought, well, I'm getting into nutraceuticals, I'll get the best guy. I mean, that's what I do, but thank you.
Also, on the prospect, I've been using it for a couple of months now. Let me tell you something. I'm 46 years old. I don't have any prostate problem, thank God. But I did use, I'm using that product just for health, for your prostate, for health purposes. Let me tell you something. This is a family show. Let me tell you something. It works. I mean,
We don't make really any claims, okay? Just try the product. You're supporting the broadcast. It's got all the known herbs God gave us. And again, it doesn't just deal with that exactly. Again, it's advertised as the ultimate formula of known stuff that's good for your prostate, but it does a lot more.
Yeah, it does do a lot.
But it's helping your prostate, folks. That isn't the only gland.
Yeah, exactly. Prostate in male is an endocrine gland. And believe it or not, usually one of the things with the prostate is you really don't feel it until it's gotten to the point where it's, I'm not going to say too late, but usually if you're waking up in the middle of the night to go urinate, that's a sign that your prostate
is burning.
Burning urination. So it is a serious issue that I think, you know, any male over 45.
It's the number one cancer in males, right?
Yeah, it is. And I if you look at the way the prostate functions, it needs iodine. The prostate is heavily in iodine, just like the ovaries and in the reproductive organs in male and
that's
female.
That's why X2 is 20% off right now.
Iodine is an important
20 to 40% off, as I say, in closing for this hour. All of the storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com, and that helps fund the broadcast. But now's the time to get prepared. Thank you so much, Frank, for your kind words. Again, I hope the phone's up on other topics. They all called in about the products. I love our listeners. We're going to go to break and back with Cindy and then a few other phone callers like Bitter Klinger and Ryan. And then we're going to have, who is this? David Knight coming in with the latest on Loretta Lynch and so much more. Well, it's almost like I made it happen. The air conditioner's been having some problems. It was cool this morning, and I was sweating. I was so angry about the Lynch thing. And then now it's kind of hot in here, so I look like it's like an old Baptist church or something where they had air conditioning in here under these lights. Stay with us, folks. Coming to you from Texas.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.